Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, homers by DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Hicks, and Aaron Judge powered the Yankees to a 9-3 rout of the Orioles. Also, the Red Sox rallied to beat the Mets 6-5, and the Nationals blanked the Blue Jays 4-0. In MLB news, Phillies general manager Matt Klentak says all Phillies players and on-field staff have tested negative for COVID-19 for a second straight day, despite the outbreak amongst the Marlins, who played in Philadelphia this past weekend. That said, one team employee who works in the visiting clubhouse has tested positive. The Phillies are scheduled to host Toronto tomorrow in a series that was supposed to be on the road, but was switched because the Blue Jays' temporary ballpark in Buffalo isn't ready. In NFL news, the Eagles have placed three-time Pro Bowl right tackle Lane Johnson, linebacker Nathan Gary, and tackle Jordan Mailata on the reserve COVID-19 list. Meanwhile, Giants left tackle Nate Solder has opted out of the 2020 season because of the pandemic, citing his son's ongoing fight with cancer and his own history with cancer in his decision. In college football news, the NCAA is allowing all major teams to begin their seasons as early as August 29th, that is, if they choose to have them. Notre Dame says it will play in the Atlantic Coast Conference this season as part of the ACC's 11-game plan set to start September 7th. If the season pans out, it will be Notre Dame's first time playing in a football conference in the 133-year history of the program. In golf, the USGA has decided no fans will be allowed at September's U.S. Open at Winged Foot in New York due to COVID-19. At Saratoga Racecourse yesterday, 5-year-old Classic Lady took the inaugural running of the $85,000 Day at the Spa with a time of about 1 minute 44 seconds. Today's schedule includes the $85,000 John Morrissey. First post is at 1:10 p.m. And the NBA restarts tonight inside its bubble at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Tonight, the Jazz take on the Pelicans at 6:30 p.m. and the Clippers face the Lakers at 9 p.m. Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson say they are ready for reopening night. Davis practiced with the Lakers yesterday for the first time since getting poked in the eye during a scrimmage last week. The Pelicans say Williamson will be a game-time decision. He missed nearly 2 weeks of practice for a family emergency and then had to quarantine for 4 days upon his return. I'm Jesse King.